Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. An important announcement coming up about Power in the Park for the DNC, sponsored by American Right to Life, Martin Luther King Jr. Park in Denver. The mornings during the DNC, evening rallies. But first, in the rallies, are going to be the Reverend Clenard Childress, Jesse Lee Peterson, Alan Keyes, Brian Rohrbaugh, president of American Right to Life, and so many others. But first this, an update on the Collaborators Project here in Colorado against the Weitz Corporation, billion-dollar construction firm, for helping build the general contractor on Planned Parenthood's new Auschwitz mega killing center in Denver. Well, a group has come in from out of town. We've been expecting them. The Reverend Matt Truella and Missionaries to the Preborn from Milwaukee. And he's come in with his annual Face the Truth tour. I think he's brought about 50 strong Christian pro-lifers with enormous signs to show what abortion is and multiple truth trucks. And so today they worked with the Collaborators Project at our ritzy part of Denver, Cherry Creek and Cherry Creek North, where Weitz is building an upscale Hermes ladies fashion shop retail outlet. And there was a massive anti-abortion protest at North Creek and Cherry Creek today. Three truth trucks proclaiming courtesy of Weitz, the Weitz company, and these pictures of dead children to show what Gary Megason is doing. He is one of the VPs of the Weitz Corporation. And we've promised Weitz, we promised this billion-dollar construction firm that for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing children in the facility built for that purpose by the Weitz Corporation, we will protest your executives' homes. We will protest your customers. We will protest your employees. We will make your life miserable to the best of our ability. No child killing with tranquility. You made blood money. You brought the war to yet another minority neighborhood. You brought the abortion war to yet another minority neighborhood by plopping a Planned Parenthood right down in a black and Hispanic community like they've done all over this country. And you live in this multi-million-dollar white neighborhood? Bill Hornaday, Gary Megason. Well, guess what? The Collaborators Project, in collaboration with Missionaries to the Preborn, Reverend Matt Truella, and in collaboration with so many other pro-life groups that have come out, the Reverend Flip Benham, Operation Save America, Operation Rescue, and so many pro-life groups have said, we will help the Collaborators Project. We appreciate Will Duffy and the Collaborators Project and their national focus on the Weitz Corporation, wherever Weitz is working around the country. Their customers will be protested, and their executives' homes will be protested. And so plan for that to continue during the DNC. Matt Truella has brought his Missionaries to the Preborn to Colorado for the DNC, but also to work to support the personhood effort. Matt Truella is working in concert with Brian Rohrbaugh of American Right to Life, and he's working with Colorado Right to Life with Power in the Park. And he's working with the Collaborators Project. And guess what? All those Christian organizations are working with Matt Truella. And honored to be involved with him. He brings these massive signs. He has the most well-coordinated protest in the country. His people are disciplined, they're trained, and they stand equidistant apart, and they stretch out for a half mile on major intersections of Face the Truth Tour to let people know what Planned Parenthood is really about, killing unborn children. What abortion is really about, killing unborn children. It's just devastating. All right, so I've been telling you about the American Right to Life Sheets of Shame project. That project is going well, and if you'd like to participate, feel free to call American Right to Life, 1-888-888-ARTL. One of the areas that really needs help is the Clinton Watch Project. We have teams of people with photographers, and a photographer is just somebody who could snap a picture on a digital camera. If you have a digital camera and you'll be in Denver during the DNC, we'd like to assign you to a team. And in fact, even if you don't have a camera, you could be handing out flyers and holding a sign. Clinton Watch, sponsored by American Right to Life. And telling people about God, and God made us male and female, and he taught us about marriage, and we should honor him and not exploit women and not promote sexual immorality and adultery and the destruction of marriages, which means the destruction of children. That's why God gets so angry at those who destroy marriage. God gets angry at those who destroy marriage because they destroy children. So in God's word, he lays out grounds for divorce. There are grounds for divorce. And God said, then if you do marry, like Jesus in Matthew 19, divorce and remarriage is adultery except for fornication. Jesus said in Matthew 19. You read the exact same thing in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Divorce and remarriage are sinful unless there are grounds for divorce. And that doesn't mean we can't get along. That doesn't mean we can't get along. That means if there are grounds. And by the way, grounds, when Jesus said sexual immorality, the Greek word there was porneia. Porneia, that's where we get pornography from, and that's where we get the word fornication from. Fornication and porneia come from the Greek root porneia, fornication and pornography. And Jesus said, for fornication, then divorce is justifiable. Now, in God's word, you read that the marriage bed is undefiled and that a husband and wife should not deny one another for any significant length of time because your body is not your own. You betroth yourself to your spouse. Well, there is a form of a violation of the marriage covenant that's, you know, people think of adultery as just a fornication with another man's wife, for example, but also abandonment. Abandonment is a violation of the marriage covenant. And a husband who, for example, beats his wife, hits his wife, and his wife is afraid of him, and she rightly refuses to go back home. That is a form of abandonment. Even though he's still home, but the wife is afraid to go home because she gets assaulted, that's a form of abandonment. And so under these circumstances, in fact, we have a video on this, a DVD called The Bible, Divorce, and Remarriage. The Bible, Divorce, and Remarriage. So you might want to check that out. You can get that at our number at 1-800-8-N-YARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. Wow, good news. I just told you about the extraordinary effort today, the Face the Truth Tour by the Missionaries to the Preborn in Denver in the Cherry Creek, North Creek area at the site of a White's construction location. Well, that was run by the Reverend Matt Truella of Missionaries to the Preborn. And on the line, we have Matt Truella. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Glad to be here, Bob.
Matt, what an honor to have you on. We got 50,000 watts. We've got a little bit of time. Let's tell the audience why you were out on the streets today and what you did.
Well, we're out speaking up for our preborn neighbor. We heard that the people of Colorado are rallying on behalf of the preborn, and we're excited about it. Mm. And so we decided we had to gather people together, and we got about 55, 60 people from different states around the country. And we decided let's spend 2 weeks here in Colorado and go around to busy intersections and set up with photographs of both those babies in the womb not killed by abortion and with photographs of those babies killed by abortion. Mm. So people people can see that they are people, that they're persons, and that they need to vote the right way come November 4th.
That's right, and that means yes on 48. Please vote yes on Amendment 48. Honor God. And by the way, this doesn't establish personhood. This acknowledges personhood.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, who is it that established personhood? Who would you say established personhood?
Well, that would be the Lord himself. And he's the one who created us.
That's right.
And I mean, we're people. I always tell people who, you know, argue and say, well, we don't know if they're a human being or not. It's so simple. Okay, well, let's think about this. If the father's a human being and the mother's a human being, what else can be conceived but a human being?
Yeah, that's
it's that
right.
Simple, and I don't know how many times I tell people that, and it's like a light goes on in their head. They've never even thought of it, how simple it is to understand.
Yeah, you know, when we're in rebellion against God, it naturally clouds our mind, our thinking, as a defense mechanism. It is so simple. A mother and a father, they procreate, and they don't have a canine. They don't have a horse. They don't have a plant. They have a baby human being, a boy or a girl.
Yep.
And when is it determined whether it will be a boy or a girl? Do you know? At what month, what trimester?
Well, it's actually right at the beginning where fertilization takes place. All that is determined at the beginning.
At that very instant.
That's right.
And some scientists have said, well, we don't know when the moment of fertilization is. It might be hours or days. And guess what? The ovum knows, the mother knows, because at that moment of fertilization, when one sperm fertilizes the egg, the entire surface of the egg, that membrane, changes.
Yes.
And refuses entrance to all other suitors. And she says, sorry, I'm taken. I'm taken. And that's
right.
The way God made us. And so Matt Truella, you are the founder of Missionaries to the Preborn from Milwaukee, and this is your Colorado Personhood Tour?
Yes.
Praise God. When you said people are rallying in Colorado for personhood, Matt Truella, you are exactly right. This is the greatest amount of pro-life energy, activity, fighting that I have seen in almost 20 years in the state of Colorado, and I've been on the air virtually that entire time.
Wow. Well, we're glad to be here and, you know, be able to contribute in a small way to see a good outcome come November 4th in that regard. And we've been encouraged so far by what we've seen out on the streets. Mm. People are taking our literature, and we've had a lot of thumbs up. Mm. You know, we expected, especially when we're in Denver here today, to be seeing more opposition than we have so far. And we've been, everybody, I was polling the people, and they have been greatly encouraged.
Praise
by
God.
The positive feedback that we have experienced just being out the short times we have so far.
Praise God. And Matt Truella, you are going to be speaking at the Power in the Park, sponsored by American Right to Life and Colorado Right to Life. And you will be there speaking with also Jesse Lee Peterson, Ambassador Alan Keyes, Reverend Clint R. Childress, and the president of American Right to Life, Brian Rohrbaugh, Flip Benham with Operation Rescue National, and so many other Christian leaders, pro-life leaders. So, Matt Truella, I'm hoping, since you are right here on the ground in Colorado, I'd like to keep our audience informed about your Colorado Personhood Tour. So right now, could we just give them something they could put on their calendar?
Absolutely.
Wednesday, August 27th. You're going to be in Boulder, Colorado, your last event. In fact, you're going to start in Denver at 92nd and Sheridan. I'd like to make a commitment to meet you there, and I'll see you at other events before that. But let's let our audience know if they could come out to 92nd and Sheridan, 7:15 in the morning, Wednesday, August 27th, right?
Absolutely. We'll be there.
Praise God. Thanks, Matt Truella. Talk to you again.
God bless you.
God bless you. So 55-60 people downtown Denver at today with three truth trucks and the Colorado Personhood Tour run by Missionaries to the Preborn from Milwaukee in concert with the Collaborators Project. Praise God for that success today. Now, another speaker with our Power in the Park event coming up all next week is from New Jersey, the Reverend Clenard Childress, founder of blackgenocide.org. Reverend Childress, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Oh, thank you for having me and continue the good work.
What an honor to have you out. Reverend Clennard, we've got a personhood amendment on the ballot in Colorado.
I think that's outstanding, and rightfully so. It should be there in Denver, Colorado, and I believe this is the move that most, especially the seasoned pro-lifers, have been praying for. I just kind of sense that God is doing something.
Praise the Lord. I believe so. His blessing has been all over the Denver pro-life community and the efforts in Colorado. You know, Colorado, 1967, Clennard, you know this, but was the first state to legalize abortion for rape, incest, and health excuses. And so what started here ends here. And praise God, the first time, a historic opportunity, the state has the opportunity to acknowledge the God-given right to life of the unborn.
Absolutely. And I'm excited about coming out and sharing so many great, truly great people, men and women of God, that are doing so much to allow justice finally to run down like a mighty river, like Martin Luther King said, and the least of us indeed is able to enjoy the rights that this country has afforded us. So I'm looking forward to this event very much so.
Reverend Childress, you run blackgenocide.org. This event, all during the DNC, is at the Martin Luther King Jr. Park, which is a half block from Planned Parenthood's new mega abortion clinic, which is in a minority neighborhood, like they usually do. We have the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson coming in. We have Ambassador Alan Keyes, Reverend Clennard Childress. What a blockbuster lineup. And you guys are speaking not only in the park, but an evening rally starting Sunday, August 24th, in North Glen, just north of Denver, a suburb, at St. Stephen Church on Huron Street. So can you tell us a bit about, tell my audience about blackgenocide.org. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it was designed to reveal, especially to the African-American community, the disproportionate amount of African-American women that are targeted by the Planned Parenthoods and the abortion industry. And that was the sole purpose for that website, that I unquestionably would expose the racism that the abortion industry has perpetrated against the African-American community.
Right.
Also, blackgenocide.org unquestionably was a site to stimulate, to undoubtedly go after and apprehend the preacher, the minister, who I feel has always been key to all social change in this country. It's always stemmed from the church.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the African-American preacher is not in their place when it comes to defending the rights of the unborn. Mm-hmm. And since it's disproportionately African-American, we have unquestionably been, you could rightfully accuse African-American preachers of gross negligence. So that was designed to really stir, you know, the embers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were out at the NAACP in July, and we basically were passing out pamphlets and exposing the lie of abortion to the delegates at the NAACP. We were not invited inside, so we set up camp outside.
Yeah.
And we've been targeting certain events such as that has a large profile. And we've been fairly successful, and the site unquestionably has been growing since its inception in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ready to, you know, come to Denver to share our message. And I had a great time there the last time I was there with Flip Denham and company.
I recall that. What an honor it was to have you out to our city.
And, oh, I was honored. And,
well, Flip Benham will be back. He's coming in for Power in the Park and for
awesome.
The evening rallies. And when I say we have a blockbuster lineup, I am not kidding. I mean, Ambassador Alan Keyes, have you had any opportunity to spend time with him, hear him in person?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I've listened to his tapes, and without question, the premier debater and orator of our day. And especially he so
yes.
wonderfully defends the unborn
mm-hmm.
with, you know, his elegance and mm-hmm. intelligence. And it's a shame that he's not in a position as the Democratic nominee is. But we hope that he stays involved in everything.
Yes.
It's going to be rough being on the same platform with him. But
yeah, you know what? I could relate to that. We did that at in April of last year. We filmed a video called Focus on the Strategy 2, and it was in our state Supreme Court chambers where our governor, Republican governor, 40 years earlier to the very day, signed the permissive abortion law, John Love, Governor John Love, Republican, to legalize child killing in Colorado. And Ellen Keyes was speaking, I was speaking, and Clennard, when you come in, we'd like to hand you one of those DVDs. Focus.
I've seen it. I have it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I suggest your listeners to get it. It was very informative, and I appreciate it very
Praise
much.
God. Praise God. I'm excited. I didn't know that. What an honor. And that DVD, thousands have gone out around the country,
mm-hmm.
and it's ignited this fire of the personhood movement.
Absolutely.
And Clennard, with all these black leaders coming into Denver to expose the wickedness of child killing, and Obama as a mouthpiece for child killing, and Planned Parenthood for targeting especially the black community, I think back to the effort to stop slavery. Mm-hmm. And with the heroes like Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad and William Wilberforce in England, who worked his entire life to stop that atrocity of slavery. And there are organizations in the Right to Life movement, it's almost like it's become an industry, and they actually oppose the efforts toward personhood. They're opposing them. And and to think that William Wilberforce would ever have opposed anyone who tried to abolish slavery, he would have never opposed anyone trying to abolish slavery, neither would Harriet Tubman. And we have people who say, well, it's not the right time to try to abolish abortion.
Well, that's sad. And as you well know, not only in the slavery times of slavery, the abolitionists had to deal with that type of verbiage coming from people who more or less should have been supportive. It was the same thing in the civil rights movement. Martin Luther King was often told that, and his letter from a Birmingham jail, he expresses his grief over it. But as we well know, in slavery, 1857, Dred Scott, it was about personhood. And when they focused on personhood, then there was victory. And I believe the same thing for the plight of the unborn. And when I get there, I'm going to share a few quotes from Martin Luther King on the importance of personhood in reference to the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
So we, no doubt, you're right on the right track. It has to be personhood. And even Barack Obama stated that if indeed it is about personhood, he more or less alluded to the fact that they would, the children would deserve their right. And I'm going to share that quote. And so this is a battle of personhood, and that's the way it'll be won.
That's the way it will be won. And when we focus on regulating child killing, as we've done for decades, we actually confuse the issue, and we end up with thousands of judges across the land that think that they really have the authority to regulate how and when you could kill an innocent child.
Right.
And so when we focus on the moment, the beginning of human life, we rob the opposition of their lies and their dark places to hide. And it's so clear that our rights come from our Creator, and not when we're born. They don't come from the delivery doctor. They come from our Creator at the moment that we are created.
Well, that was the great thing about John McCain's response to when does a child have legal or constitutional rights, where Barack Obama chose to advocate and give a flippant answer simply because
That's
he could
right.
not answer that and hope to it was, in any type of a light.
It was above his pay grade when Rick Warren asked, when does life begin? And John McCain said at the moment of conception.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I hope that Saturday conversion by John McCain.
I know.
I hope it's real, because Clennard, right now, there are 11 U.S. senators who've co-sponsored Senate Bill 3111 in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol that would provide the rights of personhood to every human being from the moment of fertilization. He has refused to be a co-sponsor.
And we need to bring those things up.
That's right.
And,
we will. We'll pull him. I just did an interview today with Politico, and they asked, what did you think about John McCain coming out and saying conception? I mean, this is big for John McCain.
Yes, it was. I think it was great to have the contrast, and that's all I'm referring to. Yeah. I'm not getting into that.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you.
The contrast of answers
was
good for America.
Yes, he answered correctly, and praise God he did. And now let's hold his feet to the fire and see him live by it and not just campaign rhetoric.
Well, that's why we're here.
Praise God. So, Clinard, when do you get to Colorado?
I will be there Saturday afternoon. Hopefully I get a chance, if he's listening, to visit with Bishop Porter and have service with him on Sunday, then looking to be in the park the next day, Martin Luther King Park at 8 o'clock with Alan Keyes, yourself, and others. And I'm excited about it.
Well, Bishop Porter is a dear friend. I think he's the head of the Black Alliance here in Denver of ministers. He was a key figure in the phenomenal ministry of Promise Keepers. And he is strongly committed to protect the unborn. And that will be wonderful, Clinard, if you could enjoy the Sunday service at Bishop Porter's church. So we'll hope that, in fact, maybe we'll put a call in and just make sure that he heard that.
Okay, great.
So thank you, Clinard. Can't wait to see you. God bless you.
Okay, make sure you tell him I'm not demanding to speak, just a fellowship.
Oh, that's right, but you know what? I'll put in a plug for you speaking. All right, God bless you, Clinard.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. The Reverend Clinard Childress, blackgenocide.org, speaking Sunday evening rally with Jesse Lee Peterson, Flip Benham, Ambassador Alan Keyes, and then Monday morning, Power in the Park. Power in the Park is right near 38th and Quebec, the old Stapleton Airport, the Stapleton neighborhood, minority neighborhood, with a Planned Parenthood smack dab in the middle of it, where they always target minority neighborhoods, and they turn them into war zones because of all the pro-life protesters that go for decades, 5 days a week. They don't care about the minority neighborhood, what they do to that neighborhood. The whites' construction executives, they live in a million-dollar neighborhood where every other home is $1 million or more. So guess what? The Collaborators Project, they brought the war to the million-dollar whites neighborhood. They brought the war to the white neighborhood, the whites neighborhood. Planned Parenthood brings it to the black neighborhood. Will Duffy and the Collaborators Project brought the war to the whites neighborhood. Praise God. And Matt Truella, Missionaries to the Preborn, and Clinard Childress, Black Genocide, and Jesse Lee Peterson, Ambassador Alan Keyes, Brian Rohrbaugh, American Right to Life. That's how we're going to win this abortion battle. That's how we're going to win. God bless you. Maranatha Christian Center, the best Christian school I've ever heard of. Maranatha.